Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. The city's visitor economy is improving post-pandemic, according to new figures released today. Destination Gold Coast say in the 12 months to December, the GC generated $7.8 billion in total visitor expenditure. That's a 31% increase compared to 2019 levels. The Weather Bureau is forecasting more rainfall for the Gold Coast today before easing off this evening. It says some parts have copped around 350 millimetres since 9 a.m. yesterday. The Weather Bureau's Helen Reid tells us what we can expect this Easter long weekend.
We do have the idea that as that system retreats further north and into the western parts of the state as well, we will see a decrease in some shower activity, and we're expecting it to decrease even further as we go through the long weekend.
Surfing legend Mick Fanning has paid tribute to his older brother Edward on Instagram, who passed away in Madagascar. It's Fanning's third brother to die. The Gold Coaster thanked Edward for introducing him to surfing and said his brother was too loyal for his own good. And 8 years on, four people involved in the Dreamworld ride tragedy have been recognised by the Governor-General for their bravery. That includes the late Luke Dorsett, who was killed in the 2016 Thunder River Rapids disaster. He's been named as a recipient of a commendation for brave conduct at the Australian Bravery Decorations in Canberra. Updating local sport now, and to the NRL, a welcome boost for the Gold Coast Titans, who've only managed one try in their winless opening fortnight. Flyer Jaden Kimball's been named to return this weekend against the Dolphins to lift performances that teammate Sam Verrill says haven't been good enough.
You know, it's been pretty embarrassing, I'm not going to lie, and you know, it's unacceptable, and yeah, the reviews have been tough, but it's about what we need.
Meantime, skipper Tino Fasu-Malawi has taken to social media to thank his supporters for their kind messages after suffering a season-ending ACL injury.